Hundreds of thousands will gather in Cologne from August 23rd until August 27th for Gamescom, the annual gaming event, showcasing year-end blockbusters and industry trends. This week, hundreds of thousands of gamers have flocked to Cologne for Gamescom, Europe's premier annual gaming convention. Running until Sunday, the event offers a chance to preview and experience the blockbuster games of the year, despite the noticeable absence of Japanese giants Nintendo and Sony. Among the most anticipated titles are Ubisoft's Star Wars Outlaws, set for release on August 30th, and Bandai Namco's Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, which fans of the saga are eagerly awaiting its official release on October 8th. However, these experiences often come at the cost of enduring long lines, a testament to the event's popularity. Spanning over 230,000 square meters within the massive Kölmes Exhibition Center, Gamescom features more than 1,400 exhibitors. This includes a mix of game studios, publishers, and specialized retailers, all eager to showcase their latest offerings. Tim Endres, the event's director, highlighted the anticipated growth this year, stating, "After last year's significant growth, we're aiming to set new records at Gamescom, with more exhibitors and greater international participation." In 2023, nearly 320,000 visitors packed the halls of Gamescom, a number organizers hope to surpass this year, aiming for pre-COVID attendance figures of around 370,000. This year's edition also marks a significant moment in the gaming industry. It is the first Gamescom since the announcement of the permanent closure of E3 in Los Angeles, the American counterpart that struggled to recover from pandemic-related cancellations. The year 2023 was marked by several major releases, including the successes of Hogwarts Legacy and The Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. With Grand Theft Auto 6 set to dominate 2024, the current year has been quieter in terms of blockbuster titles. However, the end of the year promises excitement for gamers, with Assassin's Creed Shadows from Ubisoft scheduled for release on November 15th, and Indiana Jones and the Ancient Circle from Machine Games arriving on December 9th. The opening night on Tuesday also revealed exciting new titles like Borderlands 4 and Mafia: The Old Country, both slated for release in 2025. Notably, Sony and Nintendo have opted out of this year's event, favoring online announcements over physical presence. This decision has allowed Microsoft and its Xbox brand to take center stage, with the company promising its largest stand to date featuring over 50 games. Gamescom also serves as a crucial platform for developers to test their creations with the public. Marina Diaz, from the independent German studio BTF, expressed her excitement at showcasing the Berlin apartment for the first time at a major event. "This is the first time we're showing our game at a big event before its release next year," she said. "I can see what resonates with the audience and where they struggle. It helps us identify potential issues." Behind the scenes, the business side of Gamescom is in full swing. Developers and publishers meet to negotiate, secure funding, and scout for the next big hit. David Rabineau, director of the Paris-based independent studio Homo Legends, likened the event to the Cannes Film Festival for business, noting that budgets are tighter and publishers more selective. This is particularly crucial in a year when the video game industry has faced challenges, including studio closures and widespread layoffs. According to game industry layoffs, at least 11,000 professionals have lost their jobs globally in the first 7 months of 2024, surpassing the total for 2023.